I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Hello, it's been a while. I wish I could say it's been a holiday. It hasn't been a holiday, it's been... So, if you didn't know, I am in the house of COVID. Everyone in this house has COVID apart from me. I am the only... Really? Loud motherfucking car while I'm recording. I am the only motherfucker in this house who does not have... lost my train of thought. Because I'm tired. I'm the only person who doesn't have COVID. I should have COVID because everyone has COVID. Everyone has COVID. Typhoid Mary brought it into the house. That's what I know of my mother. And where she works in the office, it's just wrecked everything. It's just COVID as far as I can see. And yeah, everyone has been falling like flies. My mum, my dad, my banshee. And these are all high-risk people. Which is super fun. Just so much fun. Have you ever tried to do a COVID test on a blind person? I was about to say blind banshee. Yeah, let's go with that. Blind banshee. It's awkward. But I am negative. I am still negative. I feel like shit. But I have taken 4 COVID tests today. One at 3 in the morning, one at 7 in the morning, one at 11, and I just took another one. And I am not infected. It's just, it's exhausting. Because, despite the fact that everyone is double vaxxed, it's double vaxxed and boosted. Boosted. Whatever. When certain people, I can't see my phone. Why has it gone dark? There we go. So when certain people get COVID, it hits hard and it can completely incapacitate them. So I've got 2 of those, and then I have a very sick, legally blind banshee. And I'm having to keep the house ticking over as you do, and it's a lot. Sick people are exhausting. And I mean, that's just on the daily. Now it's so tiring. And I'm disinfecting so much because I don't want to catch COVID. I don't want to catch COVID. And I am amazed that I haven't caught it. I should be stricken with COVID right now. But I'm not. What I am stricken with is I'm super anemic. I haven't been sleeping. I haven't been drinking water. And I think I'm deficient in a number of vitamins. So it's just the norm. That's for me. That's every day. Because I always forget to do that shit. I'm running around after other people and I'm kind of forgetting myself. And that's why I'm so tired. And that's why I haven't really been able to do anything. Because the nights are the worst. The worst. The worst? Yeah, the nights are the worst. If you've had someone you know catch COVID, it's awful. Hearing someone not being able to breathe and then coughing it's heartbreaking. It's also something you can't record over. I did maybe try, and I felt like such a shit for doing that, and I felt like such a shit for being annoyed that I couldn't record because people were coughing up their lungs. Just a little bit. I just felt, sorry, my phone's gone dark again. I just felt a little bit like, oh, I'm a bad person. But it's just been difficult. I think, however, they are getting better. So I'm hoping, if not tonight, tomorrow I will be able to record, because I literally have nothing. I have nothing. I have no audios. It's just... You can't edit over someone coughing. See, when you have a mechanical or artificially created sound, they tend to have patterns to them. And if a sound has a pattern, then noise removal can recognize that pattern in words, and it can remove it to a degree. But the problem with organic sound, like stomach rumbles and murmurs and people hacking up a lung, there is no pattern, and it makes it very difficult to remove the sound. Also, sounds made by the human body tend to share... It's the school holidays. That means children. Yay! Sounds made by the human body tend to share frequencies with the human voice. So when you clean up some of that sound, you lose something from your voice. It's annoying. Organic sound. Did you hear that click? I've become so clicky. It's because I've been mopping so much. Now, you don't know this about me. I have a slight addiction to buying... Sorry, phone went dark. To buying antiseptic. It's... I remember when I was a little orchid. It's so weird using that name. When I was a little orchid, I remember my weather cleaning and the smell of, not antiseptic, disinfectant. That's the fucking word. Antiseptic, Jesus, fuck. Disinfectant. And antiseptic, you're probably thinking, ooh, that's a bit dodge. What's she done? No, it's disinfectant. I remember the smell of disinfectant. And, because my Awella was a cleaner. She was a clean... She believed in a well-ordered house. You know. So I've learned early how to fucking clean. And it's actually very comforting to me that the smell of disinfectant and the smell of bleach. It's... No, don't get me wrong. I am messy as fuck. I am so messy. I am unbelievably messy. I am the messiest motherfucker that ever did mess up a fucking thing. That's a lot of fucks in that sentence. I am messy, but it's clean. So yes, there is a lot of stuff strewn about my bedroom / recording studio / editing suite / whatever. There is a lot of stuff, but it's very clean. It's hyper clean now because I don't want to be. I am the last bastion of the uninfected. This is like a fucking horror film right now. And I am like the lone survivor and there are vampires at the fucking door. Or as I like to call them, bastards. When I was giving the when I was giving the Banshee a test and it had been negative and negative and then it was positive. This is not a lie, this is my actual reaction. I literally looked at the test and I'm like, you fucking bastard! And then I ran out of the room and slammed the door. Dramatic. I'm a dramatic type. It's because I'm creative. I'm one of those types. Ew, she's a creative type. Oh, you mean drama queen? Oh, absolutely. So yeah, I'm like, the bastards. It's a bit like a horror film. The bastards are trying to make me sick, but it's not going to happen. It might happen, but it won't happen because it won't be because of a lack of disinfecting. I am disinfecting like a motherfucker. I'm working through my collection of disinfectants. So, one thing that I absolutely love, and this is so fucking random. With the advent of COVID, it used to be that Zoflora was the only name in the game when it came to disinfectant. Zoflora, they had different scents, they were like the OG. But with COVID, you had Fabulosa, and there's another one. And I would go and look at my shelf to see what it was, but that would involve moving. And I don't know if I can do that right now. Also, I have a timer. My time is running out. I have to go and do stuff, but it's fine. Did I just turn it off, or is it still going? Yeah, it'll be fine. So Fabulosa is... It it's my guilty pleasure, just because they have so many different scents. And I mean, I went to B&M for cleaning stuff because somehow, really, did I just, oh my god, so, thought I turned it off. I'm so sorry about that. Before the decimation of the house by COVID happened, I went to B&M to go and get cleaning shit. B&M is a household shop that's full of shit that you don't need. But they have lots of cloths and cleaning knickknacks and disinfectant, because I love disinfectant. And I literally went before the COVID struck, before Typhoid Mary put into the house. And I am far too gleeful about, Queen Bee disinfectant smells like honey. And my fucking favourite at the moment, Georgia Peach disinfectant. Unfortunately, these are bad ideas. Bad ideas. Do you want to know why they're bad ideas? Because it is fucking hot. And Georgia Peach and Queen Bee smell like sweet, gorgeous scents. And fucking bees are... I mean, I love you bees. I love bees. I mean, wasps, I can't say that fucking word. Wasps can go fuck right off. But I love bees. But bees do not love me. I am very allergic to bee stings. I swell up like a motherfucker. So I did notice a few of them in the kitchen. So I'm having to switch over to another scent in my collection. And then I realise I have far too many bottles of disinfectant. But there's no such thing when there's COVID in a house. So I'm disinfecting a lot. And caring a lot. And kind of neglecting myself a lot. But I always do that, so that's fine. I'm hoping to be able to record tonight? Maybe tomorrow night. It's just Banshee is probably entering the very coffee stage. And the Banshee is shrieky, as a rule. And let me tell you this. Night terrors that end in coughing fits because you can't breathe because COVID. Quite unpleasant. Actually distressing to hear. Also annoying when you're trying to record. But that again, I'm not a good person. I'm not a nice person. I'm not good. I'm not a good person. And it's like, oh, for fuck's sake. And it's like, oh, that's, I'm sorry. So yes, this is my reality at the moment. How am I not positive? I can't figure it out. But that's the situation. I don't know when I'm going to post this. I will probably post this when I'm going to have a nap. Because I am apparently a toddler who is grumpy when she doesn't have a nap. I need a nap. Oh, why is it so difficult to get old people to wear masks? It's so difficult. I don't know if it's the same for you where you are. When old people wear masks, they don't wear them over their nose. They'll cover their mouth, which is great. That's about their nose, they're not covered up. And you're like, why? And it's frustrating. Actually, I'll let you into a secret. No, I'm not. Yes, I will. So Typhoid Mary was the first one to be struck down with the dreaded lurgy. And I'm pretty sure that my dad got it at the exact same time. But he tested negative. Only he didn't. He didn't. He was positive. She just didn't tell him. Because he's really annoying. And always has to be the sickest person in the room. But it was just really frustrating when you see someone going around saying, oh, I'm not infected. And they're touching stuff. You're like, I'm going to write that down. I go, yeah. And in your head, you're literally just tracking them. Right, I need to disinfect that. I'm just going to spray disinfectant all over your chair while you're out of the room. That was my... for a day. It's about a day and a half. That was my life. And then I convinced Typhoid Mary to not lie anymore. Mostly because he was hacking up lungs. and it was really obvious. And it was just so annoying. Bastards, you bastards! I need to have a nap. I'm gonna have a nap. I'm also going to charge my phone, but that means that I have to find a charger. I'm tired. I'm so tired. But it's okay. It's okay, because I will be able to record, if not tonight, tomorrow night. And then, it'll be better, because there are stages to COVID. And the initial stages are the worst. Oh my fucking god. It breaks your heart to hear. It's awful. It's awful. It's really bad. When people can't move because they're coughing and they're so weak. But I'm using Typhoid Mary as an exemplar. That's not the right word, but fuck it. And I'm tracking the stages and I'm seeing mirrors in my dad and in Banshee. So I'm hopefully able to predict when they'll stop coughing up lungs in the middle of the night. And I'll be able to record. And maybe sleep. Also, I need to have a fucking vitamin. I have to take a vitamin. You know, I'm an adult. I am a grown up. I'm just really fucking bad at it. I'm really... Do you hear how clicky my mouth is? It's like mouth sounds. That's because I'm really dehydrated as well. I am not capable of eating fruits and vegetables, though I did earlier, because I'm trying. I'm also not capable of drinking water. Because apparently these things are really difficult. Extremely difficult. Oh my fucking god, do you want to know what happened? Well, you don't know whether you want to know or not. But I'm going to tell you. Now, I did not need this. I wanted a Calippo, which is kind of like an ice pole, an icy, whatever you call it where you are. So I went down to the freezer. I'm like, huh. This is kind of soft and slushy. And then I took a look at another one, and it's super slushy, and oh no, all the ice creams are slushy. Oh no, the whole side of the freezer is defrosting. Oh no, because the door doesn't close because there's a fucking ice sheet in. Are you fucking kidding me? So I had to sort that out, and I literally had to throw out food that we bought back from Spain. Broke my fucking heart, but you can't risk food safety. I mean, you can push it. You can push those limits, but you, when people are sick, no, you bastards. You can't risk food safety when people are sick. So I had to get a big knife, and I had to stab it. I had to stab the ice sheet. And then I had to throw away food, which I absolutely hated, because that's a waste of money. And I wanted a fucking ice cream. But yes, okay, that was done. I want an ice cream. I want an ice cream, and I can't even fucking leave the house, because I am testing negative, but I don't want to risk other people. I can't do that. And I do not trust online shopping. Because when I was a student, I worked in the online shopping department. And let me tell you, fuck. The cold chain. If you don't know what the cold chain is, you've obviously never worked in a supermarket. If you have worked in a supermarket, you know what it is. You might not know it by that name. It's how long you can keep something out of chill or frozen while you're replenishing. Oh, replenishing, that's a retail word. Replenishment. So the cold chain is how long you can keep it out on the shop floor, how long blah blah blah, yada yada yada. Everyone pushes that. when someone's putting out frozens, they don't follow the cold chain. They will just clear the roller because ain't no one got time for that. Oh, it can only be out of. Oh, yeah, sure. I'm just gonna finish the roller. Oh, it's only been out for 10 minutes. Oh yeah, it hasn't. So yeah, they do play fast and loose with the cold chain. So I can't get ice cream right now, and it's just killing me. I want to risk a trip to Sainsbury's, but I can't risk a trip to Sainsbury's. Because, as I said, my parents are high... Well, actually, everyone, apart from me, hello, is high risk. And I would hate to be the person that took COVID into someone else's place of work and someone high risk catch it and... Yeah. So, oh, fucking hell. Should I risk online shopping? You know what I should fucking do? I should have a fucking nap. And drink some water. And have a vitamin. And then disinfect something. Yeah, that's my plan. Yeah. But first, nap time.